From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. A member of the Kremlin's Human Rights Council says there are reasons to believe the prime suspect in the killing of Russian opposition leader Boris Nemtsov confessed under torture. Andrei Babushkin told reporters Wednesday that he had seen numerous wounds on the body of Zayar Dadaev during a visit to the suspect's prison cell on Tuesday. Meanwhile, a Moscow newspaper says Dadaev has reversed his confession to the killing, telling the Moskovsky Kosmolets that he told authorities he had not killed Nemtsov and planned to plead innocent when he was brought before a judge. But he said once he was brought before a court, he was not given a chance to speak. Japan Wednesday is observing the fourth anniversary of the earthquake and tsunami disaster that left over 19,000 people dead or missing and prompted a meltdown at the Fukushima nuclear power plant. Ceremonies are being held throughout the worst-hit areas, and a minute of silence was observed across the country at the exact moment the massive earthquake hit 4 years ago. Speaking at a ceremony in Tokyo, Prime Minister Shinzo Abe praised the government's reconstruction efforts. He stressed that more needs to be done to help survivors, and to all survivors, I give my heartfelt condolences. Meanwhile, Japanese Emperor Akihito also attended the ceremony and acknowledged the conditions for many survivors remain harsh. Key members of the U.S. President Barack Obama's national security team are due to testify Wednesday as a Senate committee holds a hearing on his request to use force against Islamic State militants. Mr. Obama proposed last month an authorization of force that would last 3 years with limits of use of ground troops. VOA News. A new United Nations-backed report details the economic and societal devastation of the four-year war in Syria. That's where the violence of a multi-party civil conflict has become further inflamed by a multinational battle against Islamic State militants. The report was released on Tuesday and says the war has cost the Syrian economy an estimated $202.6 billion and brought drastic levels of inequality and inequity to people across the country who struggle to find food. Myanmar state media are blaming protesters for the violence that erupted Tuesday when police cleared a group of student activists who are demanding that the government scrap an education reform law. The officers turned on the students in the central town of Lepadan after they tried to push through a police barricade. Photos and video showed police chasing down the protesters, kicking and beating them with batons before throwing them into wagons. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, criticized for her use of private email account while serving as the nation's top diplomat, said Tuesday that she used her personal account as a matter of convenience and did not violate any rules. From the United Nations, Margaret Bashir reports.
Clinton spoke to reporters at the United Nations where she had addressed a women's empowerment event. She said she chose to use her personal email account while Secretary of State to avoid having to carry two mobile phones, one for personal email and one for her official account.
Looking back, it would have been better if I'd simply used a second email account and carried a second phone, but at the time, this didn't seem like an issue.
The likely 2016 Democratic presidential contender has been under pressure to explain why she had a private email server installed in her home and carried out official government business through a private email account. Federal laws require government officials to preserve written communications involving official business. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Pakistani paramilitary troops raided the headquarters of a major political party Wednesday in Karachi, where officials said they arrested wanted suspects and seized weapons. The raid targeted the offices of the Mujahideen Qaumi Movement, or MQM, that's the dominant political force in Pakistan's most populous city. Colonel Tahir Mahmood said the party had been sheltering criminals and that troops detained six known criminals during that raid. A special court in India Wednesday summoned former Prime Minister Manmohan Singh to face corruption charges related to the sale of coal fields under his government. Judges ordered Mr. Singh and five others in the case to appear on April 8th. The government sold more than 200 coal blocks during Mr. Singh's time, but India's national auditor said that in 2012, the awarding contracts without a competing bidding. I'm Frances Alonzo.
That's the latest world news from VOA.